And we're going to buy a new one. Our projector just gave up the ghost last week. Hallelujah. We even put new lights in it and it still didn't work. But we're going to buy one that is going to fit in the children's church. Because a few months, hallelujah. But obviously it'll be, you know, closer to 9 to 11 months. But in a few months, this is going to be it. We're going to be out of here. And so, amen, amen, hallelujah. If you've not got a chance to stop by the land out there, they're making a lot of progress. They're to the point where they're laying down stone and hooking up, you know, the plumbing, and they're working on the electrical next so that we can have all that stuff going on, you know. And we are building that foundation strong, amen. You know, it's kind of amazing because I've been in prayer and the Lord was just letting me know that you are a part of changing the landscape of this region. And God is adding us in to the family of faith in this region because there are many souls and lives that are yet going to be touched by your faith and by what you've given to God. So give yourself a hand clap. I want to thank you for your faithfulness. I want to thank you for your love towards God. Amen. You know, and we believe this. Unless the Lord builds the house, we would labor in vain. Amen. So we are definitely making sure that the Lord builds everything that we put our hand to. Amen. And I just want to just assure you again, you're going to hear this in the service today. So get ready. You know, but they say scientifically, now I'm not a man that believes everything science, but I do like science and scientific and doctors and all that stuff. That's good, just as long as they fit and submit up under the word of God. But what I want you to know is that they said that typically, especially with us guys, we need to hear something at least 14 times before we may get it in us and let it keep in there. So I'm going to tell you that today. I just want to remind you that it is God's divine will for you to be alive at this time. The Lord has looked over every generation of life from Adam till now. The Bible says that he's faithful to 1,000 generations. And I want you to know that just like the men and women written in the Word of God and recorded in the Bible time of Christ, I want you to know that every generation after that has had men and women a part of carrying that gospel and handing it over to us. And we could look back over time and we could go back, and whether it was Wesley or whether it was R.W. Shambach, Oral Roberts, recently Billy Graham, who's went on to be with the Lord. Understand that in every generation, people are earmarked, including you, to carry the gospel of Christ for your family, for your friends, and for the body of Christ into the next generation. There are testimonies right here amongst us that have and are written right now that will be a guarantee that the fruitfulness of the gospel will be carried on to whoever needs it. Amen? So I just want to thank you for your faith, and I want to thank you for what you're giving to the Lord. And I tell you that God is with us, and he's pouring out even right now what he has for us. Amen? So God bless you this morning. I want you to stand and get ready and worship the Lord today.
Yeah. you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Come on, church. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow.
You know, I once heard a young adult, very young adult, that said, I don't know why we would sing this song. God's not reckless. Then you didn't need the saving I needed. Then you haven't met my God. Because the cross was reckless. I have a picture in my head. If you don't understand what Jesus Christ did for you, let me just give you a little picture of what he did. Men came to get him. And when they came to get him, his glory surrounded him and they couldn't reach him and they fell to the ground because he was Jesus. He was God in the flesh. Amen. He had so much of power, so much authority that no man could take him lest he laid down his own life. So he laid it down and they got up and they took him. They put thorns on his head. They put a cross on his back after they beat him, unrecognizable on his back. With a whip. This is what he did for you. This man was innocent. This was unjust what happened to him. That's reckless to me. That's reckless. Running into a place that you had no business going into. That's reckless. And then, when he could have scorned these men, when he could have riled against them, when he could have raised his voice, when he could have called 10,000 legions of angels at his side to save him off of this cross, he said, no, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He didn't bring judgment on them. He didn't curse them. He didn't just raise up an unjust judgment that was put on him. He gave forgiveness to the very men, to the very men that put him up on that cross, that were mocking him to his face. Aren't you the King of the Jews? Save yourself then. Save yourself. He spoke not a word to them. That's reckless to me. That is reckless love to me. There's nothing he won't do to come after you. You say, you don't know what I've been through. And normally I don't do this every service and they know, but there's some people in here that need to know. Let me tell you what he did for me. He took me out of a field with a gun in my head, ready to end it all. He saved me from a life of shame for having an abortion when I was yet a sinner. He saved me from a life that had been broken when I was a little girl, innocent, stolen from me at a young age. Don't tell me I don't know what it is for God to come after you and heal you, that I don't know what it is to go through anything. We've all been through something in here. And your story might not be my story, but you got a story too. And He did it for you. He recklessly came after you. Amen? Amen.
No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you. Every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist when you walk into the room. Sickness starts to vanish. Every hopeless situation,
It ceases to exist. And when you walk into the room, it begins to rise. There is resurrection life. And all you know is Jesus. When the sun can't hold it without you, Jesus, we love you. If we can't enough, all this is for you, Jesus. The Lord said, I want you to seek to again because there's faith building in somebody's heart in here for their very point. Amen.
Walk into the room. Sickness tossed to vanish. Every hopeless situation ceases to exist. You walk on your sickness. Sickness tossed to vanish. You walk into the room. I'm
here. You are here to give to your people. You said when we come in unity, when we come before your need, there is your commanded blessing for 1 year. We're here for you, God. Lord, we can do what we have taught you. Lord, I thank you that the kingdom is in your hands today. Because Jesus. Thank you. don't you own this land? Why aren't you declaring? Why aren't you taking? Why aren't you using your words? Why aren't you using the authority God's given you? Do you know why Joshua got to go into the promised land and why he had the good report? You know, there were so many spies that were out there. When the time came for him to give a report, they're ours. We can take them. We can overtake them. That is the promise. That is our land. We need to go possess it. Why? Because he spent time with the Father. He spent so much time with the Father that his peers who went in there with him to scout it out could see his land. The Jordan could see what he knew. There's nothing you can't do. You got a battle, it's yours. It's yours for the taking. Listen, it's yours to overcome. Jesus says, I give you the victory through it all. For every trial, for every tribulation that you might ever come up, I've seen you through them all. You've got the victory. What are we playing a victim for? We're not victims. We're victors. Once you say that, amen. Once you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? The fullness of that armor comes behind you and everything that it is. Listen, if I'm in a foreign country, embassy, and I walk into that U.S. embassy, guess what? The whole United States is back in New York. I got the power and the authority of the entire United States of America. Let me tell you what, I don't care what the world says. There's no land that's greater. There's no country that is greater than the United States. You say, oh, that's private. I don't care what you say. Because I know what this country was founded on. That's the only thing that makes this country great. It was founded on Christ Jesus, amen? So I got the full authority. And I believe that. I believe that if I'm in trouble, I call the police and they'll come to my door. And I believe that they will take care of every situation that I have. Amen? Then why is it when you've got something going on, you forget all you've got to do is call on your big brother? All you've got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Get to the mountain. Get to the mountain. You want to lose? Stay off the mountain. You want defeated? Stay off the mountain. You want victory? I got everything that you need to get through this struggle. Just get to the bottom. Take your rightful place. You're on this way. Quit acting like everybody gets to walk all over you. Now we're not. Now listen. I'm not talking about you walking around like we're all down the back. It's just so good. We walk around like someone else has made us to be. Knowing that none of it is about our strength. Everything is up to you. It's only because of what we did on Calvary.
Thank you.
is that?